What is Nobe talking about?
Alien DNA and the DNA that's been represented. This is what I've experienced.
I want to hear about your experience.
I do believe that there are Earth aliens, 7 continents. I am part of the star.
Earth alien sounds, what's the word, contradictive.
Well, there are aliens here on Earth that do exist. As you can see, we look human. What makes us different is our genetics and how we perceive things.
Who's us?
Fuck, I don't know. Maybe me.
Star colony.
Yeah. Not just the star colony, but the dragon colony too.
You're part of the star and dragon colony? How?
Through genetics, through what's been passed over time. What aliens have brought forward, back to present, to how I was created. I was created naturally by a man and a woman who had specific genetics that the aliens needed to bring forth in order to create me.
How many alien races are there?
4.
Did these 4 races come together to create you?
No, only one.
Which one?
I would call them the Tall Whites.
So what are the 4 races?
Nordic, Gray, Star, Dragon.
And the 5th one is Tall Whites.
The 5th one is Tall Whites. But what I mean is I don't have their genetics. They needed me to house different alien strands in order to help with their creation. And that's bringing something very human under disguise of genetics and being almost infallible. And the problem with is when my genetics leave my body, such as when blood is drawn, that blood or that DNA, when it leaves my body, whatever supports this DNA dries up. It needs a constant flow. And when that flow is gone, that DNA fragments and it's left behind and they don't know what it is. And it's not quote unquote junk DNA. It's something that's been there for a very long time.
How do you know this?
My suspicion with the government.
What part of the government?
Black Ops, I'm sure. But I'm sure there are several different names. My mother's very dissociative. My father's the same way. And really seeing how weak the human spirit is. How fragile it is.
How does this relate to alien? Isn't that the topic?
Yeah, aliens are the topic. How does that relate?
Is it like 2 of the aliens come from your mother and 2 come from your father?
Yeah, it could be. The star and Nordic would come from the maternal side, and the gray and the dragon would come from the paternal side, yeah. And
are you saying you're the first person with these... this genetics?
No. No, I'm not saying I'm the first person with these genetics.
Not the first person, not the only person.
No.
So everybody who shares your genetics shares the same...
I'm unique in the simple fact that I'm the only person who has my genetics. Other people have genetics that are very much like mine, but the problem is their DNA combines with the other DNA, which makes it impossible to separate once it's combined. They need those strands independently, where they're intact. Because with the human DNA, there's where the impurities lie.
Other races don't have that problem?
They have that problem. And this is where they think they're superior than the other. And this is where their issues really are, too. That constant struggle for superiority.
Based on judgment?
Based on judgment, yeah.
I'm trying to connect the dots, I'm not connecting.
Kind of like humans, when someone thinks they're better than someone else, and it's sort of the same ego, but aliens don't view it as ego or power. It's something else, and it's always needing to stay a step ahead or 10 steps ahead in front of, you know, the race. And this white race has been quiet for a very long time, and I call them the Tall Whites because I don't know who they are, but I've encountered them.
Has anybody else heard of them?
I'm pretty sure other people have heard of Tall Whites. I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one who's ever discussed them.
Have you seen anything, heard anything from anybody else?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
So what is it that you want to talk about?
Being a very unique specimen.
your specimen?
I feel like that sometimes. My life feels like the Truman Show.
Do you often talk about things you haven't watched or seen or done?
You know what? I refer to these things because people tell me I should watch these things, and I never have. I mean, for the love of God, it took me 10 years, 12 years to watch Girl Interrupted. When I finally watched it, I go, wow, that's a brilliant movie. So, I mean, it takes me a while to come around to things.
You think you're gonna come around and watch a Truman Show?
No, I don't think so, but I just. It's weird because for years, and what I've learned about my DNA is that the one thing that people have tried to stomp out of me is love. For years, ever since I can remember, from the time I was a toddler, my father molested me. My mother abused me. Because of my father's molesting me, she felt that he loved me more because he touched me inappropriately. How sick is that? And so I can remember love being beaten out of me systematically from the time I was a child. I'm 40 today, and love hasn't been stomped out of me nor beaten out of me. Nothing's been twisted or convoluted in me. And having this alien DNA, natural, from above, wherever, it has given me enough power to destroy. From manifesting that physically, outwardly onto others, I have devastating DNA that can go really bad, and the forces that be, powers that be, expect that to go bad, or they expect me to lose my mind in some respect. But in my mind, they've lost their mission, their battle. In order for them to kill me, I have to be willing to trust and to love my abusers. Whatever pact was made from the time I was born, they failed, not understanding the strength I would carry in me. And it's good that I have the power of my family, who was done in past, and an amazing sort of eclectic beliefs that aren't readily accepted by most. I don't run from my problems, I face them. And I love it when people run from me because they show me what a coward they really are. And I love cowards.
Do you love cowards?
I do.
Doesn't sound like love.
Oh, yeah. And I want to show them their heart. And I think that's the biggest I love you anyone can give someone is by showing them their heart and what that really looks like. Have it ripped out by a rabid dog. That's a true gift.